Elissa Walker-Campbell is on the air.
Asking the questions you want to know.
With the biggest and best names in sports.
Like TCU head football coach Gary Patterson.
I watched our kids in the offseason. You could really tell the work ethic. Our kids have played very hard, and they put themselves in a position where they are right now.
The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa, it's our pleasure. You've always been good to us, and we're glad to be part of it.
Hosted by Elissa Walker-Campbell.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we are back this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And it is true, yes, March Madness, it is well underway. But we're going to digress a bit. Hey, we are going to talk some Sooner football. We want to get an update on spring practice. And I know our show, it airs now in so many different regions across the country. So just as a recap, of course, Oklahoma last year, 10-3, made a not-so-impressive appearance in the Cotton Bowl. But there has been a lot of changes that have taken place within the program in the offseason. And in fact, with the coaching staff, there was a shakeup with some of the assistant coaches, new guys coming on board. So our source for Sooner football is the senior writer with OU Insider, always does an outstanding job and is on the radio airwaves in Norman, Oklahoma, my dear, dear friend, James Hale. How are you, darling?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I love this time of year, March Madness. You know, my dad's...
I know you want to, but I still take her. I take her, too. I dunk on her. I know how it goes with you.
Oh, you know what? I'm paying the penalty for that, though. I played basketball on Monday at the YMCA, and I'm telling you, I hate to admit it and say the big A word, but I think some arthritis is starting to take place in my joints, and my fingers are kind of swollen up. I'm like, is this really happening to me? So I had to load up on a couple ibuprofen. It's crazy.
Hey, that's, ibuprofen, not a bad thing to take, though, so it handles it.
That's true. Okay, so James, I know that you've got the pulse on our Sooners. What has been the focal point this year in spring practice? I talked about, the addition of so many new coaches, and then you've lost key contributors. What is the focal point in terms of getting all these guys on the same page?
Well, I think it's twofold. When you have a quarterback battle, that has to be the main focal point. If you're not good at quarterback, you're not going to be good. Now, Oklahoma's been at quarterback since Coach Stoops has been at OU, so you... just assume that they will be, and they have three really good candidates, and I'm sure we'll talk about that. I think the main focal point on the other side of the ball is rebuilding the defense. You know, Mike's been interesting in that Mike Stoops is a very confident coach. At times he's cocky, but he's also very humble. And he admitted last year was a total learning process for him in the Big 12 with the offensive skill players that were in the league and the spread offenses. I mean, it's a totally different offensive system that he's running into than when he first coached at Oklahoma, when Bob first took over the program back in 1999. This is a totally different thing that they're running into, and the quarterback run game has made it very tough. Now, the quarterback run game has always been tough on the Sooners, in the 4-3, no matter who they've lined up with in Oklahoma's defensive scheme. And now it's the same thing. They're running into some of those issues that they had before. But last year, Oklahoma was so porous up front in their front seven that it was embarrassing to them, really. They went with a defensive scheme. They cut it down to one linebacker in games. They didn't have any linebackers. And Mike admits he guessed wrong, or if you want to call it an educated guess, what they came up with didn't work. And so they've gone back in the offseason here, and they've redesigned the defense to put the focal point back on the linebackers. So the linebackers, who are some of their most athletic, better players, are back on the field, and they feel like this concept is going to work, and they're going to build around this. So rebuilding the defense, especially the front seven of that defense, is one of the big priorities here in the spring.
Okay, I understand defensively who's returning. You got four defensive starters that will be returning. But, James, kind of tell us a little bit about as far as what are the major holes that need to be filled defensively?
Well, they've lost all their defensive tackles. They have three defensive tackles that are coming back this year, and only one has played in Jordan Phillips. Torrey Peterson in 2 years has not ever been able to get on the field, whether it's back problems or some kind of issue. Now, he's really talented, but he hasn't been able to get on the field. And Jordan Wade was redshirted last year, so he's a brand new player as well. What Oklahoma has to come up with, they don't have any playmakers on defense. You lose your best player in Tony Jefferson, who played safety for you last year, and he was the one guy that would make a play for you every once in a while. Tom Wart decided to come out early. That surprised a lot of people because Tom's really not ready. He could have used another year, but he hated the scheme that Oklahoma was into. Plus, Brent Venables, one of the coaches that left a couple of years ago, was a coach that recruited him. That's the coach that still is his mentor today, and he missed him, and he just decided to come out early. And I hope it works out. Tom's a great guy. and you hope it works out in his behalf and everything goes fine for him. But finding playmakers, they didn't have any playmakers last year. They didn't have any pass rushers to speak of. Their linebackers weren't active. And so they've got to create some superstars. They've got to create some pass rushers. They've got some outstanding young defensive ends in Charles Tapper, Michael Anoha. They've got a junior college All-American in Chaz Nelson. They've recruited three outstanding defensive ends in the program. They've recruited four more defensive tackles. And one of those, Quincy Russell, is a guy that's been a highly rated defensive tackle for a long time. Didn't qualify out of high school. Was going to sign with Texas. Texas basically blew him off and said, we don't want to recruit you anymore. And so he's come to Oklahoma, basically, in an effort to get revenge. And so he's coming to Oklahoma. He's 320 pounds. He's just that big body they need at nose guard to stick right in there. And, hey, Sooner fans love it when a kid says, I'm coming to Oklahoma to beat the snot out of Texas. And that's what he wants to do. So we'll see what happens. But he's a key. He's got to be as good as advertised. And they need his big fanny right there in the middle. And he and Jordan Phillips would be two big cats. Jordan's 315, too. And all of a sudden, you've regained some size and some physicality in the defensive tackle spot that you haven't had in a while.
Well, and I was going to ask you that, James. After February 6th, it's come and gone. I mean, were they able to address a number of the major needs that they needed defensively, as you're talking about? They need playmakers.
Well, Quincy's that guy, you know.
Okay.
Now, Matt Diamond's out of Houston, an outstanding defensive end. Obie's another defensive end that's come out of that part of the country. And DJ Ward has long been a quality player at Lawton. He didn't play last year. It was really weird. His family moved, and he got crossed up in the Oklahoma Secondary Schools Association. And now he hasn't even been able to get eligible to play yet. The NCAA clearinghouse hasn't cleared him yet. And I don't know if he's even going to have to go through spring. I feel so sorry for that young man. That young man was the number one player in the state. And since his junior year, when he was a dominant player, commits to Oklahoma, and since then he hasn't been able to play football. So it's been very confusing and very tough on him. There's, that's to say the least. But that's another guy. Those are players that I think might change the outlook of the defense from a year ago. They're athletic, they're game changers, they're playmakers, and that's what they need. And if the linebackers, if Corey Nelson, if Frank Shannon, and Aaron Franklin and Eric Stryker are as good as advertised, and Mike can find a way to mix and match and get them on the field, I know he's going to be good in the secondary, even though they have graduated or, you know, they've lost three of the four starters. They've just got really good players that are backing up, that have proven to be good players, and they'll be good there. It's how the front seven comes together. Well, that will determine, in my opinion, how good Oklahoma's going to be next year.
We're going to hit on the offense here in just a minute. James Hale is with us, the senior writer with OU Insider. And this is kind of funny. What about Charles Walker, this kid out of Garland, Texas? You know, a lot of folks are, is he related to you? So this defensive tackle, what, he's 6'3", 280.
Well, he was a guy that Oklahoma got in on late. It's interesting, Jackie Shipp lost his job at OU because I think in a lot of ways, Bob thought he maybe lost his recruiting magic or whatever, and yet this is a player that I think will help Oklahoma right away. Charles has been a little bit banged up with a concussion, a shoulder injury in high school, but whenever he's played, he's been a dominant player. They haven't been able to block him on the high school level. He's got the physique, the size already that he can help, and I think he'll be a player, along with Quincy Russell, that will help out as a freshman. Derek Huggins is another young man out of the Dallas area that is highly thought of, was committed to A&M, backed off A&M, committed to the Sooners. He's 6'4". He's battling to get eligible, but if he can get eligible, I think he's got a real chance to help. But certainly Walker and Russell, I think, are two players that should help him as freshmen.
James, we are quickly running out of time. Only got about 60 seconds, but just kind of give us a pulse on how things are evolving in terms of with the quarterback position, just quickly.
Well, it's a three-horse race. I really think it is. Blake Bell's got the most experience, but not necessarily running the full offense. Kendall Thompson's a lightning-quick player, especially with the zone read becoming more of a factor at OU. And Trevor Knight is a young man out of San Antonio that's really, really talented, was a dominant player on the scout team. I really think it's a three-horse race after four practices. They've all got first-team reps. I don't think it's clear who's emerging yet. I think that's going to be the case throughout the spring, and we'll see who wins the job, if anybody does, coming out of the spring. But I think it's anybody's job right now.
James Hale has been with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show, and I know our thoughts and prayers are certainly with Steve Davis's family this week, too.
What a sad thing. Yes. One of the greatest people I've ever known, one of the greatest Sooners, 32-1-1 as a quarterback. The good Lord's got another great Sooner as an angel in heaven, and believe me, he'll be tugging on him saying, hey, you got to give the Sooners a break, I guarantee it.
Absolutely. James, you take care, and I look forward to seeing you in Norman, okay?
Thanks, E. Have a great weekend.
Okay, sweetheart. We'll talk to you later. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment on the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.